Flash Black Radio is trying to approach health and well-being from a holistic point of view, so we're not just looking at it from the perspective of what you're consuming as far as your diet. We want to make sure that your finances are healthy. We want to make sure that your relationships are healthy. We want to make sure that you are healthy psychologically, physically, spiritually. If it affects the community, we need to talk about it. Finances, let's talk about it. Social issues of the day, let's talk about it. Relationships, let's talk about it. Career paths, how we can better ourselves, how we can better positions for our family, how we can make positions for our families. Let's talk about it. Let's stop beating around the bush and let's get in. Let's get active. Let's get involved. Your diet isn't just what you consume physically. It's what you consume mentally, the conversations you participate in, what you watch on TV, what you listen to on the radio. All of this is a part of your diet, and all of this has an impact on your health and your well-being. Flash Black is a new perspective for a multicolored collective. You are now listening to Flash
Black. You are now listening to Flash Black Radio.
Hello, beautiful people. This is Culture Shock on Flash Black Radio. I am Da Vinci Parks, a.k.a. Lee Bennett III, and this is episode or podcast number 4 in the Financial Health and Wellness series, Enhance Your Finances. So as a brief recap, I'm going to take you through podcasts 1 through 3 in rapid succession. Here we go. Podcast number 1, focused on finding your 90-day number, and it also highlighted a couple of tools that you could use to begin establishing your budget. Those tools were Mint, MINT.com, and also Microsoft Excel. And there was a third option, which was the eFast that I personally developed, and you can download for free from the tools section of this very website. The second podcast was Establishing Your Budget. And it focused on why it's important to establish a budget, how you do so, who you establish a budget with, why that is important, and it focused a lot on saving as well. That is a very important part of budgeting. You don't want to just make sure you have money to cover things such as your common expenses and your primary expenses, and also, so of course, you do your discretionary spending, but you also want to make sure that you have an allotment for savings. And I say savings as in plural, because we'd like you to save in more than one way and in more than one pot. The third podcast in the series was essentially how to tweak your budget. So after you've established a budget, we then go into how to make room in your budget. So even if you're not making more money from month to month, you can wind up with more money potentially at the end of the month if you find ways to manipulate your budget in a positive way, obviously. So this leads us to podcast number 4, and that is making money when you're spending money. It's not the official term of the podcast, but essentially that's what it is. And this is going to focus primarily on online shopping. And the reason why I think it's important to have this podcast is I, like many people who listen to this podcast or who don't listen to this podcast, I shop online. This is just something that I do. I find it to be very easy. I find it to be very convenient. I find it to be a way to save money because I can pretty much just put in an item that I'm looking at and I can compare it to multiple sites across the internet, multiple reputable sites, and I can do it all from the comfort of my office. So there are a number of reasons why somebody would shop online. The whole thing is, of course, that you don't want it to do it to excess, but at some point, you're likely going to want to buy something online. And if you do so, I just want to make sure that you're aware that there are ways out there that you can actually save money even while you're doing your regular spending. So I'm going to go into a couple of tools. I'm not going to go all the way down the rabbit hole. I'm going to post a link because there are 9 tools that you can use for online rebates. And that's what the bulk of this podcast is going to be about. So I'm going to post a link to the Penny Saver article that I found that focuses on 9 different ways to use online rebates or 9 different online rebate tools that you can use. I'm going to focus on the information that I expressly have used and have experience with. And I'm going to go into it a little bit from the perspective of the good and also maybe some of the stuff that you need to be mindful of. So without further ado, the first thing that I want to bring to your attention, which is not in the Penny Saver article that I'm going to link to, is Invisible Hand. Invisible Hand is an extension that you can install in your browser, be it Firefox, be it Chrome, be it Safari, and I'm not sure about Internet Explorer. I'm not going to make any claims with regard to Internet Explorer one way or the other because I have historically not been a fan of Internet Explorer. It has been a lackluster browser and it has gotten worse over the years. Now, I know that Microsoft Edge came out not too long ago with Windows 10. I haven't really gotten into using it personally. I do have it. I just haven't begun using it. So I'm going to reserve comment on that. I'm just going to speak primarily to Google Chrome, Apple Safari, and Mozilla Firefox because those are things that I know have these extensions and they're free to download. So you can get these browsers if you don't already have at least one of them and download them on your computer for free and then use them, be it PC, Mac, or I believe Linux. So Invisible Hand is an extension, again, as I was saying. And what an extension is basically something that you can install in your browser to give it extra functionality. And extensions function in a number of ways. There are Sudoku extensions. There are Angry Birds extensions. There are tons of extensions out there that people do for profit or they do just open source just for the heck of it. They want people to have a cool tool or extension. So Invisible Hand is something that I found some time ago. And what it does is it works in conjunction with your browser. While you're searching for an item, it will behind the scenes find that same item number or your stock number or whatever the ISBN, whatever makes it a unique identifier, it'll search those things across multiple websites and it will come back and let you know, hey, I found this here, 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 and here, and these are the prices that I found for it. Now, here's the catch. You're not always going to find something cheaper through Invisible Hand, but do not be surprised if that is the case. I have found many things. I can't even say I found it. Invisible Hand found it. So there are times I might just be looking on Amazon for something because Amazon's one of the first places a lot of online shoppers go because this is the number one online retailer in the world. So when I go look at something, a lot of times I will look at it on Amazon because there's a good chance that it'll be for sale somewhere on Amazon. So that's where I'll begin my search. And Invisible Hand works in conjunction with Amazon, works in conjunction with a number of websites, doesn't work on every single website, but it's pretty good at finding competitive prices. Now, here's the thing. If it finds something, it'll give you a list and you can basically hit a drop down and look at what's on the list. And then based upon what's on that list, you can click on any of those list items and it will take you directly to that item page where you can actually go through with the transaction if you so desire. Now, here's the thing. Even if you do not find a cheaper price, which is not uncommon because sometimes you'll find the lowest price already or you'll know where the lowest price is already, it's still going to do its job. It's still going to go out there and try to find something comparable. But even if you don't, say, for example, you're looking at something that you want to get from Lowe's and it comes back with a comparable price at Home Depot. The thing to keep in mind is Home Depot and Lowe's do price matching. Sometimes they do price matching plus 10%. So these are things to also keep in mind when you're doing your online shopping. So even if it's not necessarily much cheaper, even if it's by a couple cents cheaper, and that is a key thing to keep in mind. So even if you find something that is only a few cents cheaper, if they do price matching plus a 10% markdown on top of that, then that could save you a lot of money depending upon how big the ticket item is. So Invisible Hand, again, it's a free extension. It's for Firefox. It's for Safari. But for Chrome, it's free to use. And it's saved me a great deal of money on multiple occasions. Okay? So that's one thing. Now, moving forward, you have Invisible Hand on one hand, no pun intended. Then you have something like an online rebate tool, such as what I personally use all the time, is Ebates. Ebates is also an extension. Okay, so let me back up a little bit. So Ebates is an online rebate site. and you can sign up for it very quickly. It tells you can sign up in about 10, 15 seconds, something to that effect. And it's actually quite honestly true. So you go, you give it your email address, you make up a password, and you are now a member of Ebates. It's really that simple. There's going to be a link on this podcast where this podcast is playing. If you want to sign up for Ebates, if you haven't already, feel free to do so. Use that link. Full disclosure, it's an affiliate link, so if you click on it, I get to benefit from it. If you don't click on it, it doesn't hurt you in any way if you click on it one way or the other, but I'd appreciate it. I digress. So if you go to Ebates, Ebates is affiliated with a number of online retailers, and they have arrangements where whatever the price of the purchase is, they'll give you a set percentage back. And so you can go to their website and you can see a large list of retailers that they're affiliated with and how much they give back on the total purchase. Some of them are 2%, some of them are 1%, some of them 4 and 5%, some 6 to 8%. The highest that it'll go is 25%, but I'm going to be honest with you. You're not going to see 25% that often. I have seen 25% on something like Wynn. And that's if you're like into like hair care and all that good stuff. And, you know, they're supposed to be really good natural ingredients and all that good stuff. I'm not selling for Wynn. I'm just saying I've noticed that I've seen Wynn on more than one occasion, 25% cash back. Another thing to keep in mind with Ebates in particular, you do get cash back, but you get the cash back quarterly. It is not instant, which means they're going to hold the money for 3 months before they kick the money back to you. Okay. And they're set release dates or, you know, fund dates, whatever you want to call it. But there's set periods where they release the funds and they do it in one of three ways. You can opt to have them pay you via PayPal. You can opt for a paper check, or you can opt for a gift card. The choice is up to you. It's really whatever you want to do, but they do pay you. Now, here's the other thing to keep in mind. With Ebates, it basically goes upon a transaction ID. So now I'm going to catch back up to where I was. So you have Ebates as the website, so you can go to a retailer directly from the Ebates website and it'll track you that way. Or you can just install an extension, which is basically a button that they made. You can install that extension. And if you go to a site or to a product that is friendly with Ebates or affiliated with Ebates, the button will glow, letting you know that you can click on it and see what type of available deal it has. That deal could be 20% cash, not 20% cash back. It could be some type of cash back, or it could just be saying that, hey, there's an online seller coupon code here that you can apply at the time of purchase. So it works a couple of different cool ways. If you click on the button, what's going to happen is it's going to take you to the Ebates site, and then it's going to take you right back to the reseller. So basically, it's creating traffic transaction ID. So it takes you to the site, and then it takes you back, and that's how the transaction ID is created. So if there happens to be an instance, like for my example, I went to eBay, I bought the microphone that I'm speaking on right now via eBay. I found it to be a little bit cheaper there. It still had free shipping. I priced it out. Everything made sense for me to get it here because I got the shock mount with it. So I did all of those things and I purchased it through eBay. Now, most of the times when you do something through Ebates, it comes back pretty quickly saying, hey, we see that you did this. Congratulations on your purchase. And it tells you how much money you made cash back. It didn't happen that time with eBay, and I waited. And I noticed that it normally happens pretty quickly. For me, I've noticed it happens as little as a couple minutes. Sometimes it takes up to a couple hours, but it typically doesn't take that long. So when it did not happen and a day had gone by, then I said, okay, well, maybe I need to do a little bit of homework. So you can pretty much submit a help ticket. You can copy and paste the content of the online receipt. You can put in your transaction ID, how much you spent, and the time you did it. It literally takes you, if you're copying and pasting, it takes you about 30 seconds to just say, hey, this hasn't shown up. And what they'll do is they'll just front you the money after they do their due diligence. Most cases, you don't have a problem. It depends upon the seller, though, because the seller has to still do some things on their end for that to register for Ebates. Okay? So that's something to keep in mind. The Ebates extension, though, is pretty awesome. And the best way I think to use it is if you're going to use Ebates and you're shopping online, go ahead and go ahead and put all of your stuff in your shopping cart first. then click the Ebates button, because then you don't have to lose your place, or lose all the items that you were looking at. All the stuff will be sitting in your shopping cart when you come back to the website, and you'll save a little bit of time that way. How it works is, again, you get a percentage back on your total purchase. So hypothetically speaking, if I went to RalphLauren.com and I bought $400 worth of stuff and Ebates was giving me 5% back, then we know that I would get $20 back on the purchase. Now, here's the thing. Ebates also does this cool thing where they sometimes do double deals, which has actually happened for me. So in this hypothetical scenario that I just presented with the Ralph Lauren, I got a double deal on a clothing purchase. I was happy to find out that the place that I was doing my business with actually had a double deal that day. So instead of 5% cash back, I got 10% cash back. In that scenario, if I were to apply, you know, 10% to $400, that would be $40 back. Now, $40 is not going to kill the game, but at the same time, that's $40 that can go in my gas tank. That's $40 that could cover, you know, a nice meal or at happy hour or something like that. It's $40 that I can put in my pocket. It's $40 that I can save. So I don't want you to look at it like it's a small amount of money, because that's one transaction and those transactions add up. That's something to keep in mind. Another online rebate tool that's out there is Honey. Now, I've read about Honey and I've actually installed Honey. I haven't actually benefited from Honey yet, though. I'll go to a website and it, you know, says you can get Honey deals, and you click on something and it runs a whole bunch of coupon codes to see if there's a good coupon code that you can use. It kind of saves you from having to worry about signing up for a whole bunch of online email newsletters and things of that nature. You can just use Honey, or you can use Ebates, because Ebates has a lot of codes that work too. But I honestly, I just haven't gotten the deal yet from Honey. Not saying it doesn't work. And again, I read good reviews on it. I just haven't benefited from it yet. So fingers crossed on that one. Just wanted to make sure that you're aware of these tools, because here's the thing. If you're going to spend money, why not make a little bit of money back? If you have to spend money, or you need to spend money, if you need to get something, if you're doing some shopping at Target online, or you're doing something at Office Depot, both of them are affiliated with Ebates. So you can just have your Ebates sitting up there. You see highlight, even if it's 1% or 2% back, it's 1% or 2% back that you weren't going to get otherwise. And it's the same premise of credit cards. Credit cards will give you 1% back on your purchase or 2% back on your purchase. So if you have a credit card that gives you a percentage back on your purchase, then on top of that, you get another percentage back with Ebates. That's just winning twice. So why not do it? And it takes no time to do it. And all three of the tools that I mentioned thus far are free. So these are just some of the things that I want you to be aware of, because they're out there and they are free. Again, on pennyhoarder.com, there's an article that I'm going to post. And there are 9 tools that they highlight, one of which is Ebates. And I think they didn't mention Honey, actually. So, and they did not mention Invisible Hand, because it doesn't fall under the same aegis of the other tools. But they have tools like Swagbucks, Be Frugal, Coupon Cactus, Extra Bucks, and the list goes on. I can't speak to any of these things personally, but if you're willing to go on there and try them out, by all means do so. I found something that worked for me, and eventually I'll probably try some of these out just to see how comparable they are to Ebates. And if I can get anything else out of it, that's great, right? I also saw that there was a site called Mr. Rebate or something. I think that's what it was called. So don't quote me on that. I believe it's called Mr. Rebate. And there's also Retail Me Not. And Retail Me Not is not necessarily in the same vein as what I mentioned, but it does help you find deals. So these are just things out there to keep in mind. And this can go in conjunction with, say, a Groupon or Living Social, which is dying a very slow death, or maybe not a slow death anymore, but it's dying. If you have sites that are going to help you save money, it's nothing to say that you can't save more money on top of it. These are things that I want you to be aware of, because I think they're helpful. And on the next podcast, I'm going to need a little bit of assistance. The next podcast is going to be something special. So stay tuned for that. Until then, I thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your energy. I can feel it all the way over here. I thank you for being a part of the Flash Black community. And again, this is Da Vinci Parks, aka Lee Bennett III, reporting for Culture Shock on Flash Black Radio. Thank you so much. God bless you. Peace.